This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Knowing a toxic mess from a hole in the ground. I'm David Brancaccio. First, someone with sway over your economic life is leaving. His name is Randall Quarles, a member of the board of America's Central Bank and a top financial regulator at the Fed. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has some details.
As vice chair for supervision, Randall Quarles oversaw the Fed's supervision and regulation of the country's biggest financial institutions. He convinced the Fed to roll back some of the regulations in the Dodd-Frank financial reform law, such as lowering the amount of assets banks have to have on hand as a financial cushion. With Quarles' resignation, President Biden will have at least three seats to fill on the 7-member Fed Board of Governors. Biden inherited one vacancy that was never filled by former President Trump. Another Fed governor's term expires next year, plus Jerome Powell's term as Fed chair ends next February. President Biden hasn't said yet if he'll reappoint Powell. He told reporters last week that he hadn't made a decision, but would announce it, quote, fairly quickly. Lael Brainard is the most likely pick to replace Powell if he's not reappointed. Brainard is a Democrat and voted against the easing of bank regulations that Quarles proposed. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Now, does this feel like the later 90s to you? In no way, you say. But the stock market, the S&P 500, has had its longest string of new closing highs since 1997. That's when Jules' You Were Meant For Me was warbling out of every radio and the first iPod wouldn't happen for 4 more years. The S&P closed at 4701 yesterday, up less than 0.1%, driven by pandemic low interest rates that make bond investments less attractive, company profits, and signs the U.S. economy is spinning up. The S&P is up 27% year-to-date. The S&P this morning, pretty steady. Now to a kind of financial self-editing. A New York Fed study finds more people think it'll be harder to borrow money now than it was a year ago. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains the economic consequences.
The findings are a little surprising. Other Fed data show that banks have been loosening credit standards. Economist Shannon Seery at Wells Fargo says people should have an easier time qualifying for loans because many are in relatively good financial shape compared to last year.
It doesn't necessarily suggest that there should be all of that much difficulty in terms of accessing credit.
But that doesn't mean people are feeling all that comfortable right now. The Fed survey found that people expect incomes to rise, but they expect prices will rise too.
If they're expecting higher income, but they also have these fears of higher inflation, that really speaks to the fact that they're just worried about their financial conditions.
If people think those conditions are getting worse, they might be less likely to apply for a loan, says Matt Schultz, chief credit analyst at LendingTree.
It's a natural thing. People don't want to get rejected for something like a loan.
Schultz says it's a sign that more people are pessimistic about their finances in the year ahead. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Now to West Texas and a story about the enduring toxic legacy of 20th century energy. Old decommissioned oil and gas wells are typically plugged with cement when they're done. There are more than 3 million of these relics in places like Pennsylvania, California, and in this case, Texas, where a rancher found a decommissioned well gushing toxic water, leading to a fight with an oil company. Marfa, Public Radio's Mitch Borden filed this for us.
Ashley Watt drives around her ranch where her family has raised cattle for decades.
My legacy is tied to this land. Like, this is where I scattered my mom's ashes and my dad's ashes. You know, there's literally blood and sweat and tears that are in this.
But this summer, she moved her herd of around 600 head of cattle off her land. The reason? A nearly 70-year-old oil well that was plugged with cement and abandoned by Chevron over 20 years ago, called the Estes 24, was found leaking toxic water believed to be from past oil production.
With the Estes 24 blowing out the surface, that's been my life. Like, that's it.
Watt says her biggest fear is the Estes 24 has contaminated the groundwater that she and her livestock drink. Chevron took responsibility for the leak and had crews on site to plug the abandoned well. But Watt still had questions.
We generally don't test our water out here. And so what have we been drinking?
Water samples taken from a freshwater well on Watt's land showed that the water is safe to drink, according to Chevron. Specifically, the testing found hazardous chemicals like benzene that's found in oil production were at levels that fall within the state's safe drinking standards.
Simply put, there's nothing at this point in time that suggests that the aquifer is contaminated.
Katie Matthews is a spokesperson for Chevron. She says the company did what was required to stop the leak.
The work was to stop the flow of water at the surface, replug the well, and we've done both of those things.
Watt hired her own team of experts to try and figure out what caused the leak. In a presentation to state officials, they said there's an unknown source of pressure on other wells, and that it is a matter of when, not if, other abandoned oil wells fail. In Texas, oil and gas production is regulated by the Texas Railroad Commission. At a public meeting, one of the commissioners, Jim Wright, assured Watt that the commission would look into what is happening on her land.
I'm trying to study everything I can about your situation, and you have my commitment that I will stay on top of everything I can do within the law to make sure that things are done correctly.
That was in September. After the meeting, the regulator approved Chevron's plan to test soil in the area. I caught up with Watt, and she says she's willing to do whatever she can to make sure her water is safe to drink.
My goal is just to get this land cleaned up.
Watt is currently in negotiations with Chevron. The results of the company's tests on her land have not been released to the public. In Crane County, Texas, I'm Mitch Borden for Marketplace.
And just now we're getting news that the General Electric Corporation is dividing itself into three parts. We're on that story. We'll have more later. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.